Session number 9862.
Brigadier Bagnall, Reel 3.
It is astonishing if one gets into a state of dehydration, which in extreme lassitude, not wanting to do anything. If you break into the water ration and have half a pint of water, it acts immediately like a whiskey and soda. One can up and about and putting things right without any trouble at all.
Where did you learn all this from,
from about experience. The physio?
And from the natives there as well?
No, it's from experience of some years before, our travels in Egypt some years before.
What about all this controversy about the right form of dress in the desert, right form of clothing?
The form of clothing, it's the whole trouble in the desert, the way of clothing. The sand, if it's a sand country, which it usually is, there's a tremendous contrast in temperature between night and day. It can go up to, in the worst cases, 50 or over Celsius, and it can freeze at night because the sand radiates the heat it's got in the daytime away directly the sun goes down. So one has to have enough clothing, enough blankets for the night. And yet in the daytime, well, all you need, really, is enough clothing to keep the sun from burning your skin.
But what about the relative advantages of Arab and European clothing?
Well, it wasn't much in it because all we wore was a shirt and shorts, which was as good, really, as the Arab dress. But the advantage, the Arab advantage, lay in the headdress, the shawl which goes around the head, flaps in the wind, keeps one's face cool. In a sandstorm, the sand drives, if you're driving a car, the sand drives unmercifully against your face. You just wrap that side of the headdress round to protect one's cheek. All the New Zealanders took to it at once. They realised it was so much better.
Did some of the other troops not take to it?
Well, they went to... it was only we who had the Arab headdress, which we got because of the secrecy. It was thought unsafe to put a contract out in Egypt for Arab headdress. 200 Arab headdresses. So we got them off the store from the Palestine police. So our headdress was that of the Palestine police.
And what about footwear?
I had sandals made of Indian Northwest Frontier chaplet. That is a very tough form of with an open toe. So that if sand got into it, you could shoot it out with a kick. We all had sandals, which were by far the best thing. For any kind of enclosed shoe would have been impossible, because it would have got full of sand and simply restricted one's feet.
Were flies a problem in the desert? Uh-huh. Flies? Did you find flies a problem?
No, there's no life, you see. No flies, no life, nothing. Nothing at all. No animals, no, except in the oases. There was poisonous snakes one had to be careful of. And scorpions, of course, plenty of scorpions. But only in the oases. Outside in the barren desert, there's no life whatever.
And so no infections either?
Completely. There was one occasion, I remember, in the early days, we had a Renault car, a Renault truck, which had to be filled with petrol by the man standing in the driving seat holding a petrol can over the filling hole. And he slipped, fell through the windscreen, and cut himself very badly, right down the body. we sewed it up without any precautions, whatever. We just sewed him up. And there was no infection, just healed up straight away, without any infection at all.
Sewed him up with needle and thread, you mean?
Yes, we had it. They had that sort of thing. We would carry that sort of first aid kit with you. And you come across a camel which is strayed away and died, perhaps 50 years before. It's dried up, perhaps the skin is cracked. You can look inside and see all the organs intact, shriveled up. No decay.
So the incident where you sewed the chap up was in the 20s, was it?
Yeah, oh yes.